This is CliffCentral.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the Kenneth Malifa, your inspiration, my ultimate, intimate motivation. This is the Inspire Youth Essay here on Cliff Central in partnership with Pride Victor. And look, take some time to check out our website, www.cliffcentral.com. Download our app on Play Store, cliffcentral.com. And check out our social media handles, man. Instagram, cliffcentral.com. And Facebook, Inspired Youth SA. And Twitter, Inspired Youth SA. Zarif, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, Kenneth. How are you doing?
I'm all good. How are you doing?
It's good. It's been a very good week. It's been a busy week. I've been enjoying the last few months. You know, we've been through Mandela Month. We're going into a beautiful month now for entrepreneurs. So it's exciting. I'm actually excited for the next few months coming ahead.
We've been pushing the legacy.
We really are. We really have.
So I think today we're going to have an incredible time. And if anything, we have incredible people here on the show. But before we get there, I want to just make some few announcements. In August, we have National Student Entrepreneurship Week. And on the 14th of September, we have SA Innovational Summit in Cape Town Stadium.
That's going to be massive, hey?
Cape Town Stadium.
Okay. So it's the national stadium in Cape
Town. Oh, Cape Town Stadium. Yeah. Okay, that will be incredible.
50,000 people.
50,000 coming.
It's massive, you know? Yeah. So I think Pride Factor is going to be doing something there on the 14th of September. And then one thing that we've spoken about for a while as well, Kenneth, was the 6 million steps with Peter Dunn. Peter Dunn is actually walking from Mexico
to Canada.
It's insane.
Yo. And he's halfway now, apparently, and he's raising money for CHOC.
Beautiful, hey? And I mean, CHOC is obviously for cancer for children.
That's right.
And research and all of that in development. So it's a beautiful initiative. We're in full support of you, Mr. Peter Dunn. Keep doing what you're doing. Bless up on you, man. All the best. And I know he's going to get to Canada and he's going to inspire millions and millions of people through his process. So thank you so much, Mr. Peter Dunn.
Such an initiative is a tremendous, tremendous thing. I think it changes people's life. You know, when you plan to just touch somebody, there's no way you can go wrong. There's no way you can ever go wrong in life. And we're very, very excited about that. Hey, by the way, please remember the Daily Mint.
Yeah, so it's actually a platform that I just started up now. We were actually with Robert Kiyosaki over the weekend. And he did a little bit of like a promo for us. He spoke about the Daily Mint.
That's right.
It's actually just a news agency, man. You know, it's a news agency that's going to speak about honest news, you know, coverage.
That's
all
right.
A lot of just true content, no fake news, speaking about motivation, speaking about fashion, lifestyle, all these different concepts. So if you guys are young, if you're looking at getting good content, go to www.thedailymint.co.za.
I love it. It was quite, you know, amazing. You were also giving away free tickets online.
Yeah, we were. We were actually giving away quite a bit of tickets.
I was blown away because of the price of one ticket.
Yeah, there were 4,000 rand each. I think they were going for about 4K each. We're giving away about 6 tickets. So do the maths. It's quite a bit of tickets.
It's all
about just the value that you get from the Robert Kiyosaki talks. Yeah. You know, he inspires. I mean, thousands and millions of people every single
year.
Best-selling business book in the world. So. Yeah, you can only gain value from that.
And to have a face-to-face encounter with such a man of great caliber, what a tremendous, tremendous experience.
He's incredible. And he's 71 years old, eh?
You're kidding me.
He's 71. You'll never say he looks 71.
Yeah. Money keeps him young.
That's
hallelujah. For sure. All right. So we have incredible people here on the show. We have Master Adams and... Miss Neymar, welcome to the Inspired Youth Essay.
Thank you.
Guys, it's actually such an honor to have you in studio. You know, I had a look at the poster that you guys have on your social media and what's going out in all the different platforms. You guys are bringing something innovative, something different, but also something that's so helpful to entrepreneurs, you know. It's the first annual International Project Funding Conference. It's happening between the 23rd and the 24th of August at the Sandton Convention Center in Sandton, Johannesburg, South Africa.
That's right.
It's amazing. I'm excited. I mean, this is something... I mean, project funding is something that a lot of people need assistance with.
Indeed.
You know, a lot of people have brilliant ideas. They want to start up... or they want to form part of a project that the government has, but they don't have the funding, or they don't know how to have access to the government or access to funding.
Yeah.
Now you can kind of do all of that or solve that problem in one conference over 2 days.
That's right.
You know, that's exceptional. How did the idea come about? When did you guys think of having this conference?
Yeah, kind of being in the marketplace and being consultants, you get to meet a lot of people that have got brilliant ideas.
That's right.
And you look at those ideas and they just go, you know, without any implementation. So being in that space, we were like, yeah, you know, if we were to come up with a conference that brings the actual funders, because many of the times people, you know, talk about meeting funders and, you know, they just talk over the phone and people get duped, you know, many of the times. So we said if we could bring about a real funder,
yeah,
to come and sit with the people and sort of like do some kind of a conference, at the same time be able to have an opportunity for these entrepreneurs to sit one-on-one and talk to the funder.
That's right.
And hear what is it that, you know, they're looking for. And that's all we said, look, let's just put up a conference together and get all these guys to come together and those with projects that are ready, those that are, okay, they want to know what does really a funder require, and they can attend the conference and hear, you know, from the horse's mouth what they need to do and, you know, the things they need to put together in place. And for those who already have an existing ideas and they've got all the paperwork, but they're looking for somebody they can say, here's my idea.
That's right.
That's a platform.
So I think that's amazing. And you know what we normally say, that ideas are turned into projects.
True.
And you know, project management is so complex.
Yes.
And that's why I think we have, you know, an academic, you know, discipline referred to as project management.
True.
Somebody has to go to varsity, get a tertiary training on that, and be able to come and manage a project.
Yes,
so an entrepreneur might not be so clued up, I mean, in terms of details,
yes,
you know, to manage a project and to have such a beautiful initiative. Wow. Yeah, applause. Incredible.
And just to add on what Adam has already said, what we saw in so many people that we've met, they do have projects,
yeah,
but they just don't have funding.
Mm-hmm.
And what's actually worse is that most of them have been to, you know, our historically conventional banks where somebody can get a loan,
yeah,
but they haven't managed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and most of them are startups. So we're looking at young people that have projects, and this is a platform for them. We're looking at women who are fiery about projects, but they're not being looked at, you know, looked at by our historical banks to give them money funding for projects. So hence we decided, I think this will be a very perfect platform.
Incredible.
For both women, young people that are fiery, those that want to take a step further.
Beautiful.
This is a platform for them.
Sure.
Yes.
Kenneth, you know, I was actually, I have a few friends that are in the government side of life.
Okay.
And people are speaking about this conference. Like, a lot of people are very excited.
That's right.
Mainly because there's a gentleman coming through from the U.S. as well. He's the president and founder of Wall Street Strategic Capital. Can you guys tell us a little bit more about that? I know a lot of people are excited for him to be coming through.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just kind of amazing because this is the first time that this is happening in Africa. And we through our network and, you know, project profiling, we came across Jim Schnoff, who is the president and founder of Wall Street Strategic Capital.
Yes.
And it came as if, you know, would it be able to accept to come really and do this thing?
Yes.
And it so happened that they were also actually excited, wanting to break into the African market.
Yes.
And they were looking for some kind of a partner who would be able to lead them through. And we happened to be, you know, those kind of a people. So
incredible.
Jim, with his team, I mean, they've got huge experience and they have funded quite a number of projects. And coming into Africa is an opportunity for us as Africa to be able to, you know, to just rise up to the plate. And you know, especially that they already have, you know, they've got an appetite. They want to invest, you know, solar power. They want to invest into, you know, agriculture. They want to invest into, you know, roads. They want to invest into, you know, infrastructure development and and things like that. So it's kind of exciting that, you know, having a person with such wealth of experience.
I love it.
You know, and it's exciting, really.
Yeah. Adam, look, I'm a young entrepreneur, and I'm someone who'd be very keen to attend the conference. But I also know I have a lot of friends that are, you know, in the law space. They at maybe Worksmans or Weber Wenzel or Norton Rose or ENS at all these different law firms, but they'd be interested in coming to these platforms. Yeah. How do we go about getting tickets? How much are tickets? Where do we buy the tickets from? Can we get all of those details from you guys?
Yes, please, you can. We have currently, the project actually was quite expensive. It was about 16,999, but we brought it down because we had sponsors that came in and said they wanted quite a lot of young people to get involved, and we thought, that you know, we can come down. So we came down to 3,999, which is literally just 4,000 to attend.
That's way cheaper.
And remember, this is not like any other conference. This is a conference where you meet the person who's able to fund your project. So when you come there, you'll be able to offload your project with you, speaking to the specific person who's going to fund it for you. So you know, it's not one of those conferences where you just come, talk, and then you disappear, and then that's
it. But it makes sense, right? Because if you think about it, like if you look at someone like even in the music space, if you look at someone like a Jay-Z and a Beyonce, they come to South Africa, their fees are, the minimum you're going to pay is 5,000 rand for a ticket because you're getting value for it. So I mean, I can see why they're charging you know, that
that's
fee. It just makes perfect sense for them.
Yes, you know what? What you were saying, Zarif, so I want to ask a question in that context. Like you talked about people who, you know, who are into the political space and all of that. My question is, you know, how is it so imperative, and what makes it so imperative, you know, that we have these governmental relationships when developing a project? How do we, you know, build that?
Yes, that's a very good question, I must say, and thanks, Zarif, for that explanation. The government, we've actually stretched our hands to the government because we would like the government to get involved.
Incredible.
I mean, look, our president is passionate about young people developing through Tumamina projects. Look at the YES project. It's all youth-based. And we know that that's where our economy will take off.
That's
when
we
start with the small businesses coming on board, young people are going to get employed. We are tired of hearing the youth are holding placards with 3 degrees standing by the roadside. That shouldn't be. We have such resources in this country. We want those young people to come and start their own projects. You see, the government, we've already approached government, the relevant departments, and we're just waiting to hear, from the Minister of Enterprise. So we are very optimistic, and we know that they'll come through because this is a project for young people. It's a project for uplifting women.
It's an
empowering project. It's actually a platform. Even the minister has to be there so that he can speak and ask those tough questions to the funders. We want to see that. It's going to be a robust conference, and we're saying everybody who has a project or is even got a project or even maybe started a project already but they don't have funding, this is the platform for
them. My goodness.
Yes.
Incredible. I go to study a little bit about you guys, and one of the things that I saw that you'll be addressing is about how to put a proper infrastructure in place, you know, between debt and equity for infrastructure projects. You know, and I thought that was really, really incredible.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that I have actually been thinking about is, you know, what is the core value of, you know, this annual international project funding conference? Because we have a lot of initiatives, and sometimes they cover a lot of things that they don't get to achieve what they wanted to achieve in the first place. So my question is, what is, you know, your core value? You know, when we think about this, you know, annual international project funding conference, what is it that we should remember?
Okay. I will just say something quickly, and I'm sure Adam would love to just add on.
Okay.
On this one, it's a very practical kind of conference.
Okay.
We want you to walk in. If you're a person who's passionate about energy, these are changing the times now. We're talking about renewable energy.
Okay.
Come with that project already done. Have these funders look at your project and see they can take you further with that. We are looking at the built environment.
Okay.
We're looking at roads, you know. We're looking at construction, capital construction. Mm. We want young people to be able to look at big buildings and say, I built that.
Mm.
You know, it shouldn't be about just historical people that we've known to be building these buildings. Mm. We want the young people like Zarif to be able to say, that Sandton Convention Center is my project.
Yeah, it's my project.
So this is where we're coming from. We want people to come with tourism packages. Yeah. This is all projects that you know, that you come with.
Okay.
Tourism, we energy, farming. Women in farming. We want them to come and say, I want a combined harvester for my farm. This is the time, guys. This is the time to rise up.
Amazing.
Come with that project and come and get funding.
Can
speak to the project, the people that are giving funding.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking about it as well. Like, a lot of the reasons why young people are not involved, and you know, Nima, is that a lot of young people don't actually know about what projects are currently available or the projects that the government needs assistance with when it comes to getting funding.
That's right.
This can be the perfect platform, you know, for people to know. I mean, alone, the Gauteng in an example, they're now building a route to Lanseria.
Yes.
But young people don't know about that, you know. Only once it's already built do people know, oh, now we can actually travel to Lanseria. But this platform can actually be a beautiful platform to teach young people or educate them on what's available to them. So I think that's really, really important, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, and just to add, because what the way we've done it is that for most of the people that are attending the conference, those that have got maybe projects that are working on already, what we have done is that on registration, we also receive a project and send it to the funder already. They begin to have a look at it.
Yeah.
So when they are coming here, they already know to say that they have been told to look at this, to look at this. So they're leaving the conference with a confidence of knowing to say that my project is going to be funded.
Amazing.
Yes.
So I guess at the core of your value, you contextualize solutions per project or per business idea to say this is how actually you can get it funded.
Yes.
You know, you actually come up with the model to say, all right, look at this and look at that and look at that, and this will get you the money to kickstart the project.
Yes, and what's so nice about this is that in-house, we've got Zoe Consulting.
Okay.
Zoe Consulting actually helps with structuring the project.
Mm.
So we have you come up with a project. You probably don't know, but you've gathered your information. We'll be able to help you to structure that together.
Mm.
And you know, what's actually amazing about this conference is that we are able to actually speak to the funders and tell them already, these are the kind of projects. We've got quite a number of projects that people have put together.
Okay.
So now it's a matter of just saying, we've got this X amount of projects. There are young people that are coming and presenting these projects. Are these the kind of projects? You can even hear before you even attend.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll be able to submit your project so that the funders can look at it before they even come.
Yeah, amazing.
Yes.
Talking about young people and young entrepreneurs, you know, you are on a platform now. It's hashtag Inspired Youth SA. There's a lot of young people that are still just getting out of high school that just want to start up their first business, you know. Mm. A lot of them are looking for tips from you know, established people like yourself.
Yes.
Maybe on, like, three tips on what young people can do to go out and get funding away from coming to the conference. What else can they do? Practical steps that they can go at to get funding for their business.
Okay.
First of all, to begin with, is it begins with one coming up with an idea of what is it that they really want to be able to do.
Mm.
You know, any successful project will be able to come from a successful concept, which is now developed, you know, in order for somebody to be able to take interest and to be able to have a look into.
Yeah.
For example, somebody would have identified they come from maybe an area where there's a need for a shopping mall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously have access to your local authorities there, and you know, having to speak to a few people and how they could be able to support such kind of a project. And then what we do there is advise the necessary things that one has to be able to do in terms of documentation, you know, for them to be able to bring it to a stage where somebody can be able to look at it. We call it a bankable stage.
Yeah.
So it obviously has to begin with somebody having to identify which area they believe they can be able to make a difference, they can be able to add value, and begin to build it up from there.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to be part of this, the annual International Project Funding Conference. Mm-hmm. Look, if you want to understand all of this, it's just about showing up and making sure that you're part of it. It's going to help you with project pitfalls, mm-hmm. and it's going to help you with strategies that can help maximize profitability of getting your project financed. Mm-hmm. Please be a part of this. We're going to be there. So if you show up, I'll holler at you. All right?
Can I add one thing? Yes. You know, we have on board the likes of Lawrence Chibwe.
All right.
He's an architect who designed the Soweto Theatre.
Yes.
He's one of the sponsors on this project. We've got Professor Johnson Chikwanda.
Yes.
He's an energy, he's a guru in energy.
Okay.
So he's coming on board as well. Then we've got Stephen Hayes. Stephen Hayes is known to the one who negotiates most of the big loans in Africa and world over.
My God.
one of the movers of the economies. He's going to be on board. Apart from
Jim
Snow.
Yeah, what a lineup.
Yes, apart from Jim Snow himself. So we're asking that come many projects. This is the time for you to get your funding.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing. Remember this. Start today. You can either keep your greatness hidden on the pile of fear, excuses, or you can let it out. Can't live the codes. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember, we are on Cliff Central, the Inspired Youth SA. Check out our Instagram, cliffcentral.com, Facebook, Inspired Youth SA, Inspired Youth SA, also on Twitter. www.cliffcentral.com is our website.
This is cliffcentral.com.
All right. Cliff Central Inspired Youth SA. And we have incredible, incredible things happening today. Remember, www.cliffcentral.com. And check out our website and go on our social media handles, Instagram, cliffcentral.com, and Facebook, Inspired Youth SA, and Twitter, Inspired Youth SA. Zarif.
Kenneth, did you know? Do you remember those Chappies rappers?
Yeah.
Don't you miss those things? But you still get them around, but I hardly use it, you know, these days.
I don't eat bubblegum, so yeah.
You eat the sugar-free ones. Yeah.
That's right.
But did you know that there's a 256-year-old man in China with 200 children? Can you believe that, bro?
That's crazy. It's amazing.
What if you were told you were going to live to 200 years old? As Sanlam turns 100, they are looking ahead to the future. A 200-year-old is a future-facing podcast based on leading science. Featuring the voices of Nembita and Tepelo Makwena, it's the story of Lesedi Ndaba told in the year 2218. It's a podcast that pulls back the curtain to the world of the future. Visit the 200yearold.co.za. That's visit the 200yearold.co.za to listen or find out more on cliffcentral.com.
Amazing. We have Lesiho Mutale with us. Welcome, gentlemen. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, and yourself?
It's awesome. Lesiho is a motivational speaker and a keynote speaker in many, 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 many distinctive conferences. And I think it's incredible to have him here. Zarif, how do you feel about this, man?
I'm inspired by this young man. You know, I've followed him for a while on social media.
Yeah.
I've seen him in platforms. I've actually become a friend of him. You know,
okay.
Someone I think we quite well acquainted now, Mr. Lesiho Mutale.
Beautiful.
Yeah, man.
Beautiful.
No, he's a beautiful young man. He does very well for himself. He inspires millions of people. Bless up to you, Mr. Lesiho Mutale. Bless up to you, bro.
Thank you.
Awesome. Man, this is incredible. Actually, the first time I actually met him, he was with you.
Yes,
we're doing a meeting, and he showed up and he was all big and such a presence, and I thought to myself, man, so Zarif has a bodyguard or something. And then he started speaking, and I thought, okay, business partner or something. So I was a bit confused, but now I finally get to know about you, motivational speaker, and I've had you talk at many, many occasions, and I'm just, you know, blessed to have you here, man.
No.
Are you happy to be here?
I am happy because even though I, you know, like, never expected this.
Okay,
this is a bombshell. This is interesting. I'm gonna do it. Like, let's do this. I'm so happy to be here. Like, I always wanted to be in Cliff Central.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look, Lesiho is known for a concept that he created. You know, people create the whole concept of getting things done. People speak about the concept of being grateful, and they're known by it. You know, as motivational speakers.
That's right. Mm.
Lesiho is known as the guy who created the concept, unleash your inner soul. Lesego, tell us a little bit more about unleashing your inner soul.
You know, this concept came a few years ago, I think 4 years ago, but I never put more effort in it when I started this concept.
Yeah.
It started recently, like, you know, I need to push this thing because of the reason I came with this concept. I look at myself while I was still in school. I was that type of a person who's always behind the desk and don't want to show my greatness.
Yeah.
So that's why I came with this concept of unleash your inner soul.
Mm.
So I, like, as I was hearing the previous interview now, with business that I've found that young people have got ideas, and that's fine. I understand that. But, you know, there's other young people who've got great concept, but they're scared to show it off.
Yeah.
They're scared to put it out there into the public to see, like, to show them what they're good at. So that's why I came with Unleash Your Inner Soul, like, to have young people.
Beautiful.
Not only young people, there's older people also who are doing stuff that they don't like.
That's
they don't
right.
enjoy doing that. And so with Unleash Your Inner Soul is that we wanna help you find your inner self.
Mm.
Your inner self, what you greatest, like your inner greatness. Because when I look at you, Kenneth, I'm seeing Kenneth as the guy that I see, that's a great guy, always smiling. But I don't know Kenneth, the inside, like the person who's inside you.
That's
so there's two different people.
Yeah.
There's the person, there's an outer you, there's an inner you.
That's
so
right.
the inner soul finds the inner you.
I love
who
it.
Who are you? And then what are you great of? Like your greatest ambition, what you wanna achieve in your life. Yes, you will go to school and get the degree, but you know there's something that you always want to do and you're scared to do it. There's people, young people who've got great minds, great ideas, but they don't want to go forward like to put it in the public eye and like, yeah, no,
wow.
I've got this idea, are you gonna show it? Nah, man, I don't think I'm ready for that. Eh?
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting. Yeah,
sure. One of the questions I wanted to ask you is that Lesego is a brand. You know, what makes you that? What makes your brand distinctive? And have you found your niche? And how do you paint a description of your particular brand? Because I thought to myself, you know, the industry is crowded with motivational speakers.
That's
and
true.
What I find to be quite interesting with you is actually what you are now describing. It's about making people break forth. What makes you so passionate about that?
The drive behind that is, you know, when you're a guy from always in the township, you always look at what is going around.
That's right.
This thing, I sometimes I always keep quiet. When I'm in the room, I'm the quiet guy in the room.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm quiet is that I wanna observe what's going on. What am I seeing here?
Yeah.
Like a lot of people ask me, like, when I move there, people are like, no, he's that quiet guy. that's what I am.
Yeah.
So for me to to bring this as something that's so unique, that's so touching in my life, is to get people to always look at other postures in career life, in the schooling life, in business world, because there's different things. When you drive around in the township, especially maybe on Monday morning, if you can see how many young people that are unemployed, who've got ideas, but they don't want to show it. I can give you an example. A few weeks ago, I buried one of my friends, my closest brother. He came with me with this great concept. I was like, no, let's do this thing. Funny thing is that we never got an opportunity to put it out there.
Sure.
To put it into the people's eyes, to put it, because the concept was so amazing to develop young people. From ever since from that, I was like, no, this thing needs to be out there. It's like we need to get more people to do what they're passionate about.
Yeah, it's amazing.
If you think about it, right? Like, I understand what you're saying, Lesego, when it comes to the whole concept of young people, you know, not pushing out their ideas, whatever. But there's two reasons why they don't do that, right? So the one thing is the fear of failure that comes into play.
That's true.
So a lot of them don't start up businesses because they're scared they're going to be ridiculed by their friends or whatever it might be. But the second thing is that a lot of them are scared because we know how things are in South Africa. You have an amazing idea, you spend a month getting all the research done, You have an amazing presentation ready. All your details are all your secret sources in that presentation. Mm. You go and present it to someone in a higher power. They tell you they're not interested, and then a month later they're implementing the same thing without you. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yeah.
So I think it's also important that we spend time going out and teaching young people about NDAs, you know, your non-disclosure agreements, how to protect yourself when
that's
you have an amazing idea.
Actually, that's what you're saying is totally true, because, you know, there's no one who's going to discriminate you as a person who's got the more experience than you. I can go to Pick and Pay, present my idea to them. If they don't like it, or if the idea might be great. For them, it's like, no, we're going to make you money and we're not going to get anything. They don't know like what this idea can bring to them as their brand and to me as a young person. Because that's why you find most young people that don't pursue what they like, pursue ideas that I have, because of they're scared of that next person's going to tell them no. Who's going to, or the next person's going to laugh at their idea. That fear of failure. This is what unleash your inner soul. We tend to also fight your fear of failure.
Yeah.
Like we always, you're not gonna always win.
That's
this road is not gonna be smooth. There's gonna be humps. There's gonna be corners. There's gonna be everything that's gonna discriminate you to pull you, like to try to pull you down, to try to destroy whatever that you bring into the market. So this is what I always tell young people.
So this is at the core of your brand. Mm-hmm. Face your fears. Your greatest break is always hidden in facing them.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't face your fears, you can never get a breakthrough.
We need to turn the lights on.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do.
Another thing is like I always tell them, does your why wake you up in the morning? If you've got a why that wakes you up, makes you want to do something.
Yeah.
If
because of that, I'm going to turn the lights on. Mm-hmm. So every day, we are faced with news and issues that we often sweep under the carpet. Ignorance be bliss, but not Gareth Cliff Show. Every Tuesday, Gareth Cliff and the team do not turn a blind eye to issues that affect all of us. Make sure you download the podcast on cliffcentral.com now. Don't turn the blind eye to is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Turn your windows or doors into your room's best accessory with Taylor Blinds and Shutters. You'll be spoiled for choice between Taylor's aesthetic blinds and functional shutters, which bring a world of color, texture, pattern, and taste for you. Listen, they carry great quality. Check them out on cliffcentral.com website. Incredible, for sure. Yeah, man, as we were talking, how y'all doing? Lisiko, it's so nice to have you.
That's why
I had to turn the lights on, because, you know, your presentation, how you carry yourself and all of that, I've heard you speak, and I think that you really, really have an incredible thing going on, man.
Yeah, thank you, man.
So I wanted to ask you this: how do you integrate the art and science of public speaking? Because I'm thinking content right now.
Yeah.
How do you gather your content and how do you deliver your content? I think most of the time, most public speakers struggle with that. You know,
yeah, that's true.
You know, find somebody who has a great content, but then that's delivering the content is such a null. And that's why I had to turn the lights on you, man, because I've heard you speak and you always deliver great content. And I think you need to tell us, how do you do that?
Hey, I think I'm still struggling on that as well. I deliver is always, I always observe who's in the room.
That's right.
I always observe who am I going to deliver the message to.
I love
to.
It. Yeah.
If it's young people, I always try to get contact that will suit the young people.
Yeah.
Older people, I'll find a contact that will
be
specific on those.
So you contextualize your presentations depending on who you're speaking to.
Depending on
and you have done that well. You have done that well. You might be perfecting it now, yes, but I think you have done it pretty much well.
Yeah, I think his content is very good. You know, it's very productive. It's very helpful.
Yeah.
But I mean, Lesego, you as a brand, I mean, you know, you're still exceptionally young. Mm-hmm. The age of a youth person is 35. You're still so far away from that.
Yeah.
But where would you like to see yourself in the next 5 years? Where would you like to see Lesego Motala, the motivational speaker? Where would you like to see you in the next 5 years?
Okay, for me, for my brand, I'll in the next 5 years, I want to see it like touching most of like everyone, okay, not only young people,
right,
not only in South Africa. Mm. I want the brand to go all over the world, like
I love
Africa,
it.
Like
I love it.
You know, yeah, if you can see what's going around in Africa, like other countries,
yeah,
South Africa is nice, but it's, you know, there's greater things out,
yeah,
there. So I want to touch
true.
People
that's
from
true.
Other countries. Mm. Like for me, it's like to build here and then move from Africa to States, and that's what I want to see my brand is, and I want to,
yeah,
see the brand changing a lot of young people, mm, making young people come with great concepts, great ideas that they
beautiful.
Will change their lives. And
oh man, what do you hate about public speaking? And I know that sounds I know that
it's
sounds like
question.
An oxymoron,
yeah,
like hate and love. Here's a man who loves public speaking, who represents motivational, inspirational talks, mm, and then you ask him, what do you hate about it?
Look, I was speaking to DJ Spoo, and DJ Spoo,
yeah,
says like until today he can speak to 3,000 people, 5,000 people, you know,
yeah, yeah,
you still get nervous,
yeah,
before you walk
that's
on
true.
The stage.
That's
it's
true.
Always
drives
like
you crazy.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
yeah, that's true, because what I hate is like, you know, that heartbeat,
yeah,
when they call your name, it's like, oh, let's go, okay, and then your legs are shaking, but you don't want to show,
yeah,
to the crowd.
That's right.
And it's like, what you saying to them, are they gonna take it? Or are they gonna look at it like, ah, here comes this other young
person?
Yeah. No,
yeah.
Now we have heard them all.
Mm, that's
what I hate. Like, mm, you know, you can be a good public speaker, but you know, there's always fear.
There's always fear.
There's always fear.
I always tell people, hold your nerves. They are helpers to unleash the possible in the so-called impossible.
Mm, mm.
So when you're nervous, actually, it propels you to do better. I've realized that, you know, I also do motivation, inspirational talks. And when I'm nervous, I deliver my best, you know. And I think that's what you're trying to say, you know, nerves are actually necessary.
Yeah.
You know, but we hate nerves, don't we?
We do. And you know, there's that moment when you starting to lose, your mind becomes blank,
mm-hmm,
for a second,
mm-hmm,
and then people look at you like, are you lost or what's going on?
Yeah.
Did you lose what you want to talk about? Or
but people don't pick that up.
Yeah.
No, we feel like they do, but they don't. People don't actually pick it up. That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
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 But okay, so
wow.
I mean, look, Lesego, you are, like I said, you're super young, but we're also living in a third world country,
yes,
South Africa, going through a lot of changes right now, as much as we've just been through a, you know, BRICS summit now.
Mm.
We're living in 2018. Young people are still unsure as to what's their next step. You know, young people are not sure, should they go to a TVET college, should,
mm,
they go to university, should they become,
yeah,
an entrepreneur, should they do both, you know? And a lot of young people currently, I mean, the unemployment rate is 52% for young people,
mm,
27% for the population, but it's still 52% of our young people are unemployed in South Africa, you,
yes,
know? Mm. We have poverty as a big issue. Let's talk about you as a motivational speaker. What advice do you have for young people in South Africa currently in 2018? Knowing that they're going through all of these struggles right now, what is your motivation to young people?
No, what you're saying is true, because as for young people, yes, please study towards whatever that you want to do.
Mm.
While you're studying, you can even develop something,
that's right,
in that progress. Like,
mm,
because you know, because I remember when I was doing my logistics, it throughout my lecture my classes, I started thinking of, how can I change the logistic industry?
Yeah.
That's how you, like, I still tell them, I hate someone who says school is a waste of time.
Yeah.
It's not true. School gives you an idea, and then the world will give you the practical experience.
Mm.
So that's what I always tell young people.
That's true.
Go to school, study, learn. While you're studying, get the practical experience of,
wow,
whatever that you are doing or studying towards. Yeah.
Amazing. I need you, Zarif, to give some closing remarks. What do you think about all of this?
I think I agree completely with Lesego. I think we need to create more platforms for empowerment for young people, especially entrepreneurs. You know, there is a few out there. We need to create more of them. We need to create more TV shows, you know, even on SABC, on Mnet. We have too many of your entertainment lifestyle shows. We need more empowerment, you
that's
know, leadership
right.
platforms.
That's right.
You know, I'm also going to encourage a lot of young people to go out and apply for One Day Leader Season 7 on SABC 1. It's a beautiful platform. It's a platform that I've been on. You know, I've ended up winning Season 4. But it's a beautiful platform because it allows you to grow yourself as a person. It teaches you how to debate. It teaches you how to speak better, how to develop ideas. And we need more of that kind of concept in South Africa, you know. And besides that, I think we also need to get rid of this fear of failure, this
that's
mindset
right.
that young people
that's
have.
Right.
Again, as we've seen this so many times, you know, who'll go to a school, but they have amazing ideas, but they're just so scared to actually implement them. So we need to get rid of that fear of failure. We need to encourage our young people. But engage with us, guys. You know, let us know how you feel about the topic. Where can they engage with us, Kenneth? On what platforms? Social media?
Yeah, check us on social media. I'm Kenneth Molefe on Facebook. On Instagram, I'm the Kenneth Molefe. And also my Twitter handle is Kenneth Molefe 4. Yeah. So, yeah.
Use the hashtag as well. Hashtag yeah. Inspired Youth Essay on all the different platforms. Yeah. Engage with us. Let us know how you feel about it. But don't forget, we have amazing things coming up in the next month. It's Entrepreneurship Week coming up in August. Mm-hmm. We have the 14th of September at the Cape Town Stadium. That's right. We're doing the Innovation Summit with Bright Factor. And also don't forget about the 6 million steps. Shout out to Peter Dunn. Dunn's doing exceptionally well.
You, man.
He's going to be in Canada soon. He's going to pass Ottawa. He's going to be in Toronto. So bless up to you, man. Thank you so much for doing all the things that you're doing when it comes to cancer research and development in the world.
Awesome. Remember to exercise your greatness. The more you see it in action, the more confident you will gain. More confidence you will gain. Hold your nerves. They are helpers to unleash the possible in the so-called impossible.
I'm going
to
end the show off nicely with Lesego as well. Lesego, we're going to do this together, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to say inspired together because it's called Inspired Youth, okay? I hope you guys have an exceptional day, have a phenomenal day, and stay
inspired!
This is CliffCentral.com.